You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
In just over 24 hours, Kentucky and Oregon voters go to the polls as the Democratic primary winds down.
Phew.
There's a total of 103 pledged delegates and 21 superdelegates at stake. Clinton's been stumping hard in Kentucky, where she leads the polls by as much as 30 points. Obama has barely been there. In Oregon, a record 80,000 cheering people showed up to see Obama, where he has a significant lead. Both states, interestingly enough, are expected to get healthy returns, but not the record turnouts we've seen in other states. Still, it's a very exciting time for voters in both states. Joining us now is Rick Howlett, the news director from Louisville Public Radio Station, WFPL, and from Oregon, Professor Jim Moore, a political analyst for Oregon Public Broadcasting from Pacific University. Welcome, both of you. And let's start with you, Rick. You say voters in Kentucky have never gotten so much attention. You say journalists have been scrambling to cover all the events, mostly Clinton events, where you say she's been hitting all the right notes, jobs, economy, health care. Does that explain why she's up 30% in the polls?
Absolutely. She's been here a lot. Excuse me. Her husband has been here a lot, too. And she's campaigning, you know, the old adage, campaign like you're 20 points behind. That's exactly what she's been doing.
Now, Kentucky is a Democratic state, but went for Bush. 60% of the voters did anyhow in 2004. You see any shift? Has Clinton's time been well spent there for the Democratic Party?
I think so. This has been great for Kentucky, as it's really elevated the conversation here. A lot more people talking about the core issues, and I think it has been beneficial for Kentucky in that way. I'm not sure so much about the Democratic Party itself, but it has more people engaged in the conversation about the issues.
And Professor Moore, that's certainly been an ongoing theme in this election year, engagement. We've seen record turnouts in many places. In Oregon, looks like Obama country, talking about records, those pictures of those 80,000 people watching him were pretty incredible. Whereas you haven't seen Clinton as much, and Obama certainly raised a whole lot more money than she has. What's the draw for Obama there in Oregon?
Well, I think the draw is kind of twofold. First of all, there's just that rock star quality that you talked about briefly. Oregon is caught up in it. This is the first time in 40 years that our primary has meant anything, because we always have our primary so late. So that is getting people going. The fact that he's been here hitting college campuses and things like that gets people going. But the second thing is he's really connecting with people on Oregon issues. Usually when candidates come through Oregon, they give their standard stump speech and they throw in the fact that they can pronounce the name of a river or something, or even say Oregon instead of Oregon.
Willamette River.
Exactly.
Willamette. There you go.
You got it.
Professor Moore, I mean, it sounds like Oregon is expressing some of its Wayne Morse kind of Hatfield opposition, sort of leftism. I mean, Obama is definitely a way for Oregon to say, hey, we were right, in the sense that they're doing it and are part of the mainstream this time around.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got a lot of that going on. And it'll be really interesting to see what happens in the fall. You know, the registration among Democrats has soared up to levels that we usually see with a general election. For instance, in 2004, when John Kerry registered a lot of voters, but just among Democrats, people have been going from registered as independents to Democrats, and a few thousand Republicans have switched over to Democrats. And so we're looking for a fall where the Democrats may have a sizable majority for the first time in forever in Oregon.
Rick, let me ask you one quick question. Has there been the same sense of Hillary or nobody in Kentucky as we seem to have seen in the exit polling from neighboring West Virginia last week? The idea that it's all about Hillary and we're not interested in Barack Obama if he makes it to the nomination.
That's the way it looks at this point. The last poll that I've seen pitting McCain against Obama gives McCain like a 30-point advantage. Now, in the past couple of weeks, Obama has kind of ratcheted up his grassroots organization here. He has about 16 campaign offices open around the state. Michelle Obama will be here in Louisville and a couple other stops today. So, I mean, there's still time, but at this point, it's like you said, it's been Hillary or nobody.
And Rick, do you think that is because voters there just are unfamiliar with Barack Obama, or is it, as you mentioned earlier, that there's this long-term relationship with the Clintons?
I think it's a little bit of both. Obama really hasn't established himself here yet, and you know, they're very familiar. Kentuckians are very familiar with the Clintons, of course. Bill Clinton carried the state in 92 and 96. So they're quite familiar with the Clintons and their record.
Rick Howlett, the news director from Louisville Public Radio Station. I got it that right this time, WFPL. And in Oregon, Professor Jim Moore, a political analyst for Oregon Public Broadcasting from Pacific University. Thank both of you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.